St Mirren Football Club was delighted to announce the signing of Ben Gordon this afternoon on a one-year contract. The centre-back has left Livingston after his contract expired and spoke exclusively to St Mirren Radio about the move.
Ben, it's a welcome back to St Mirren because you are a youth player here. How does it feel to be back at the club?
Delighted. It's obviously a great club. I'm well aware of the history of it and I'm just happy to have signed for such a good club. Great stadium, great setup, and I'm looking forward to get going.
Does the setup play a part in your decision to come back here? Obviously, when you were here, it was Love Street. Now there's the training ground down at Ralston and the brand new stadium.
It's always an attraction. I think all players would say that. It's obviously a great club, and you can see that from the setup. And it's obviously something they've invested in highly, and it's always an attraction. Sorry.
And how did the move come about?
I don't know how you answer that, how did any moves come about? I've obviously, the manager's been aware of me and I obviously I was out of contract at Livingston, kind of took my time, decided to weigh up my offers, and then as soon as I heard St Mirren were interested, there wasn't really much kind of decision to be made on my part. It was something that as soon as I heard that there was a possibility, kind of everything else was put to one side, and when an offer was made I didn't really have much time to think about it, I didn't really need to.
So you were with Dumbarton, Alloa and then Livingston last season. Mm-hmm. Do you think that experience will stand you in good stead for another year in the Championship?
I would say so. I mean, I've played in the Championship now 3 years. I feel like I've held my own. I've obviously had experience of playing in it. Many games I've had, wherever I've went, I've played nearly every week. So obviously I think experience can be helpful in football. So if I can use that to my benefits, I will.
Are you excited for the Championship next season? Obviously, you've said you've been here for 3 years, so you've been here with Rangers, Hibs, Hearts, Hibs in the league next season, Dundee United. Do you think it's going to be an exciting league?
Oh, definitely. I don't think there's any doubt it's still going to be a great league. There's obviously, as you say, the teams, Dundee United coming down, the teams that are staying in the league, Hibs, Falkirk as well. There's no doubt it's one that's obviously like up there with the Premier League in terms of kind of attraction to players. I mean, a lot of players will be holding out to see if they can stay in the Championship, and I was no different, obviously. So yeah, looking forward to playing against the top teams and testing yourself.
Did the manager say much about his plans for the club this season?
I'll leave that up to him to kind of say what his plans are for the club, but I think everyone playing for St Mirren has to be ambitious and look up the way. And I think that's something that players enjoy. Players want to look up the way, they don't want to be looking down the way. So we've also got in the season after a good pre-season full of confidence and see where it takes us.
What's your aim personally for the season then?
Play football for St Mirren first off, that's it basically. I'm not going to look too far ahead, I'm just going to take it one step at a time, get myself into pre-season, look forward to it, get as fit as I can be and then look to play every week for St Mirren.
Manager Alex Ray also caught up with us to talk about the signing of Ben and how the recruitment is going this summer so far.
Yeah, good to have him on board. We've had a look at the marketplace. We feel as if he's the best option to us with the resources we have. And he's been a consistent performer over the last 3 years at this level. He's accumulated 140 games, so we're very much aware of what he can do. We have played against him several times as well this year, so he brings an experience and we're looking forward to working with him.
You mentioned he brings an experience. What else do you think he'll bring to the team? He's obviously a big boy.
Yeah.
6'3".
Yeah, he's a big lad, yeah. We feel as if we need dominant centre-halves. You know, Andy Webster, we've got Jack Baird, and we've obviously got Ben. So I think that'll pretty much be us. You know, we can also put Jason Naismith in at centre-half as well. Gary Irvine. So from that point of view, we're kind of relatively comfortable. We've got Jamie, so we'll get a good bit of experience through the back line. And we have added Kyle Hutton earlier on the back of securing Rocco as well. So we're pleased with that point of view as well. I've seen Hutton play several times last year, more than several times, and he's developing a good midfielder. He can get on the ball and play, intelligent, has a good presence and has a good understanding of the game. So he will complement what we've already got in Rocco and Stevie Marlin. So we're pleased to get that done as well.
You also got David Clarkson in permanently after he was on loan last season. How happy were you to get him back in?
No, we always wanted to to get Clarkey signed up sooner rather than later. He had to get back to Motherwell the last couple of weeks because their season was longer than ours. So he went back there, and we were just in constant dialogue with him to see if we can get him back on board. Listen, I think it's evident to see he brings a bit of quality to us. I think one of the key things for me as a manager is players' character and their day-to-day work ethic is important, so that we have a good tempo training, we have a good standards, and Clarkey brings that. So I believe that we can actually enhance Clarkey as well in terms of his... He had a few knocks last year, didn't play a particularly lot of games at the beginning with Motherwell. It was wee 5-minute cameos here and there. So, you know, we get a good pre-season on top of the close season programming which we've given him. We're expecting him to come back flying, and as all the players.
What are you looking at now in terms of recruitment? Obviously, you'll be busy speaking to different players and whatnot. Is there anything maybe on the horizon, or are you still working away?
Yeah, very much so. I met a couple of agents earlier in the week. We obviously managed to get Ben over the line today. We are, in principle, have agreed with someone. Probably be the early to middle of next week before that may well go over the line. And we just hope that there's no contact from anyone else so that we can get that one done and dusted. And then that'll leave us with maybe a scope for another 3 or 4 players to complement what we already have. I think I've been on record as saying that I feel as if we need to go with a smaller squad, but with better quality. But again, we'll have to assess that in terms of what's available.
Any positions that are a priority for you at the moment?
Yeah, we're looking for a left-sider, and we're also looking for some strikers. You know, I think Clarkey, I know Gallagher can play up there, but Clarkey's really the only recognisable striker at the club as such. So we've got a wee bit of work to do in that department. And we obviously need a second goalkeeper as well. So, but we're actively looking at that at the moment.
How difficult is it in this market to get a striker in that scores goals?
Well, it's really one of the key things. I've just sat with an agent before I've done this interview, and is there's not a great deal of players in the market at the moment, of players that are kind of going to make a difference. So it's important that when they do become available that we actually jump on that, because they are at a premium. And it's just been a kind of one, you know, nipping and tucking, trying to get one or two deals over the line, which was rather frustrating because we are limited in terms of resources at times, you know. And it's interesting because you tend to think that you make your pitch, and then a few weeks down the line, then they come back saying, well, actually, that's there, because everyone thinks they're better than what they're actually worth. So it's been a wee bit frustrating, but we're not getting too caught up in the whole thing. We feel as if we're doing it the right way, and we're kind of attracting the right types. That's the key thing for me.
So we saw the League Cup draw was made last Friday. We're in a group G with Hamilton, Ayr, Livingston and Edinburgh City. You're looking forward to that?
Very much so. I'll be interested to see how it all pans out because of the 5-game kind of round robin, if you like. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. One of the reasoning behind my thinking was I wanted to get 3 games under our belts prior to the first cup game. In an ideal pre-season, you would do maybe 5, maybe 6 games, just to get all the players up to speed. But because of this competition, you can't play 5 or 6 friendlies and then 5 cup games, or you play 10 or 11 games before you've even kicked a ball in the league. So it becomes a long slog. And so what we've decided to do is we say we'll get the 3 games under our belt, obviously play a few bounce matches between the personnel we have at the club, practice matches and things, just to kind of get the players' minutes in the legs in terms of their playing aspect. And then we'll probably use a couple of the first couple of games of the cup games as part of the pre-season kind of preparations, but with an element of competitiveness, because obviously when we go into these games we want to win them.
Have you got any pre-season games lined up at the moment?
Yeah, I think we're playing Stirling, aren't we, in the 5th. We have Livingston who we play in the cup, so depending when the I think the fixtures may well be out tomorrow, depending where we are with that, if we play Livingston first, then we'll have to cancel that and reschedule another match. But we'll play it by ear, because playing Livingston. If we played Livingston, example, 3, 4, 5 in the cup, we'll just continue, because we would only probably be playing half and half, you know, half the senior, half of the younger guys against Livingston. So it wouldn't give them an indication, and vice versa from Livy's point of view. So it's a good opportunity to play at Livingston Stadium. You know, the pitch will be good on the grass, because a lot of the fixtures that were getting offered were on AstroTurf, and I didn't want to do that after a half pre-season. I didn't want to incur any injuries. So we'll listen, we'll see that, and then we cancelled the Hamilton game, which we kind of had for closed door on the 12th. So we're in the process of speaking to one or two clubs about maybe putting another fixture in at that stage.
For all the latest, follow us on Twitter at St Mirren Radio, or keep up to date on stmirren.net.